Mike Kings joins us for a kōrero today. He's actually part of the Gumboot Army Activation Tour, and we all know about Gumboot Friday, what it does. It's raised a lot of money over the years. In fact, since it's launched, it's spent nearly $3 million to provide over 20,000 free counselling sessions for nearly 10,000 Kiwi kids. And the aim this year is to up that too, to more than 30,000 free counselling sessions. Mike's travelling with Richie Barnett. They are, of course, with the I Am Hope Kaupapa, and they're heading right across the country to remind people of how they can contribute. It's always neat to have Mike join us. Mike King, te lākwe, e wang a mihi nui kā koe. Brother, good to catch up with you again. Where are you today, Mike?
I am in Wellington at the moment. Just flew in from Christchurch this morning, and we're in Wellington for the day before heading to Rotorua.
I've been talking with Richie too. I mean, he just loves what this is all about, and I can see the enthusiasm he has for the work that you've championed for years, Mike. It's not all plain sailing, I know, mate, because you've got to be organised to get the word out to garner support. But you know, firstly, hats off to what you've been able to achieve over the years, and of course, this roadshow, so to speak, is also very important in the overall scheme of things. Bring us up to speed with where you're going, what you're doing, and why it's so important, please, Mike.
Okay, what makes this year different from every other year is every year, as a charity, we would organise some kind of big event, a central event. So, you know, in the first year it was riding 50cc scooters from, you know, from Bluff to the Cape. And the following year we drove tractors from the bottom to the top, and we walked for 24 hours in gumboots, trying to walk 651 kilometres, which is 1 kilometre for every life lost to suicide. This year, we're not doing anything. What we are doing is we're shining the lights on the real heroes of the Gumboot Friday story, and that's all the amazing little community efforts that are going on around the Rohi. All of these, you know, little events, and we're going to shine a light on them. So this activation tour is really about giving people an opportunity to contribute their time. So there's lots of people out there that have time and don't necessarily have deep pockets, but they want to help. So the point of this tour is we're asking people to go to our Facebook page. On our Facebook page, we have a page called the Gumboot Army. Now, the Gumboot Army are from all walks of life. They're from all from different towns. And the idea is to gauge what is going on in your community. For example, if you are in Gore, you reach out via the Gumboot Army. Who else is here? What events have you heard about? What events do you know about? Then meet face-to-face and all sit down and kōrero about what's going on and what's everyone doing, and then try and find a central place. So, for example, we have some people, I'm talking with a chap now that's going to ride a push bike for 40 hours. But there's also people running in gumboots. There's people playing netball in gumboots. There's people throwing gumboots. And what we're asking our local communities to do is try and gather everyone in the same place, so the public can go along and see everything that's going on rather than everyone operating in isolation. Get the schools involved, get people down there, get a vibe happening. And once we can centralize everything, we can send down resources to these places, wristbands, T-shirts, giveaways, information about where the money's going, how much of the money that they donate is going directly to the counselors. And just in case anyone's wondering, 100%, every cent of every donation goes directly to the counsellors. There are no hidden costs, no admin fees. If you put in $100, $100 goes directly to the counselling. So, you know, it's about creating a vibe, creating a sense of community. Most importantly, getting kids involved, because they're the ones who are going to benefit the most. And the other exciting thing about this day, while raising the money for the counselling sessions is really important, it's also important to let communities know that this option for free counselling exists. As much as we think everyone's heard about it, they haven't. And there are still families out there who are stuck on, you know, 18-month waiting lists with the current mental health system in this country, when they could jump onto ours and they could be seen inside a week. So that's what this is all about, Dale. I hope I covered that.
You covered it off well, mate. We're in awe of the mahi you've been doing over the years, man. So big ups to you and to Richie and to Ty. I know you guys are travelling together. Hope it travels well. And obviously we're here to toe talk too, but big ups and ngami for the mahi that's been going on. We'll build up towards Gumboot Friday as well and talk about the Gumboot Activation Tour, also the Gumboot Army Activation Tour. Mike King with us today down country, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks a lot, Mike. All the best to you until next time, man.
Bro.
I love you too, bro.
See you, mate.
We'll play a bit of that Gumboot song then for a moment, shall we? This is Fred Dagg. We won't play all of it, but we'll play some of it. Hello, kick it up. Trev. Hello, Trev. So, Gumboots, there, swell. And they keep in this, man.